God, we sing praise. Yeah. WJTL Ryan Ellis, Heart of the Father, Covenant Worship. God is always good. Hey, good morning to you, 719.
The clouds are going to roll out of here, folks, making way for partly sunny skies with a high of 77, overnight 57 for your low with partly cloudy skies. Friday, a bit windy, sunshiny skies, 75. Saturday, sunny, 78. Sunday, sunny, whoo, a little bit warmer, 86. But that's okay. We'll take it. Currently at 65.
This morning, our very special guest for Bible to School, our friend Corey Pennypacker and Pastor Tim Schaefer are with us. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning, Fred.
Great to have you here. Corey, it's always great to have you here. And you'll always bring us great stories of God's faithfulness and how he's working through your release programs and back to school. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, we had a Bible program in one of the public schools, actually off-site, like we talk about, and they were watching a movie about Jesus. And it was a three-part movie. And the beginning part was what we were going to have questions afterwards. And the little girls, like I said, do you have any questions in this beginning? And they said, well, what was Jesus doing with that girl that was sleeping? And I said, honey, she wasn't sleeping. She was dead. And Jesus raised her to life. And her eyes got big. And everybody around the table, their eyes got big. I said, it gets even better than that. In a couple of weeks, you're going to see where Jesus raised himself from the dead. And in the middle of the week, in the middle of a school day, these children, these little girls, bowed their heads and asked Jesus to be in their hearts forever.
Wow.
And they had never known, they had never been to church. They didn't know anything.
Yeah.
There's so many out there, Fred, that need this. So we're really excited that your listeners are listening today.
Yeah, and you're in 30 schools, did you say?
Yeah, we're in over 30 schools in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And we help communities bring this program to their public schools once a week. In the middle of the week, in the middle of the school day, they can do this.
Yeah, and one reason you brought Pastor Tim is because, Tim, you guys are just beginning with Bible to School, and this is your first chance to be a part of it. Tell us a little bit about how you're preparing to be part of the release program at your school.
That's correct, Fred. We are about to launch in a couple weeks here a new club from South Lebanon Elementary School, and really, God brought this all together. We had a couple of ladies who had a vision for this. And they went to the school and talked to the principal. And at first he seemed a little bit standoffish, but then after they explained what they wanted to do, here he was just kind of playing with them, I guess is a way to say it. And yet he was very much in favor of bringing this to South Lebanon Elementary School. And so we're starting with grade 4. And hopefully we want to expand that to include grades 3 and 2 in the coming years here.
That's pretty awesome. So what are you guys doing to prepare? Getting volunteers, getting materials? What do you do?
That's correct. We are about to launch a volunteer training time next week, but we're looking for volunteers to be involved with it. Fortunately, our church is very supportive of this, and financially we're covering it, and we're also giving the space for this to happen. And so that's kind of where I get involved as a staff member at the church, but we're definitely going to need volunteers in order to expand this in the coming years.
Yeah, and it's completely driven by volunteers. Folks are volunteers.
Only 2 hours a week. If you have 2 hours a week over lunch and recess time, middle of the day, you have a flexible schedule, come to our website. We have plenty of places where you can plug in and you can be part of the God stories. You can bring Jesus to these children who don't know him, Fred. Over half of our country does not go to church. Not bad people, just they're not going. So the kids are not getting this information. And biblical truth, like I said, biblical truth is just brings so much hope to the children. And don't we all need hope? Don't you think?
Amen. We really do. Bible to School is the place to go. BibleToSchool.com. Check it out. You could find out how you could volunteer. That's where parents can go to find out if this is available for their students as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. BibleToSchool.com. Bible2School.com.
Check it out. Guys, thank you so much for being here, Corey and Tim. We loved having you be a part of this morning. Back to the music we go with Laura Story. This is Hello Unknown on WJTL.